settle in, get comfortable, let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia Avery.
I'm Sylvia Avery, and welcome to the Spirit's Work Show, the show that is designed to help you unravel the truth about the nature of your existence, and I mean your eternal existence, physical and non-physical. Through our gifts of mediumship, my husband Mick and I are able to bring you communication direct from the spirit world, from deeply loving but highly evolved people who care about our welfare and the well-being of our planet. The idea is that armed with knowledge, we can become self-empowered by creating our own reality based on truth and the awareness of the bigger picture of life.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. Today we are going to be talking about the totality of the absorbing subject of rescue work and how we can help spirits, people, and even animals recover themselves. This subject is far too big to be able to give you a quick synopsis. So just sit tight and all will be revealed. We have four books that you can buy from bookstores in your area, from Amazon.com, or from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. They are The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. And if you would like to know more about us and our work, once again, our website is www.spirit-teaching.com. You may also like to know that as well as Spirit's work here on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com, every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and of course it's available on the archive 24/7, we also have another radio show, and that's called The Spirit Teaching Radio Show on artistfirst.com, every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they also run an archive full of downloadable material that is free to access 24/7. Okay, so I am a deep trance medium, and on the show each week I channel an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who had an Earth life 300 years ago, and because he is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved individuals from all walks of life and specialist subjects, we are able to bring knowledge and wisdom that could never be gained in any other way. When I go into the trance, my consciousness and my spirit will be taken elsewhere. Gregory will borrow my body to speak with you, and I will not know anything that has transpired during this time. Okay, so that's all from me for this program, and love you and leave you, and hope that it all goes well.
Yes, like I say, if you'd like to know more about us, just go on to our website, spirit-teaching.com, and you can find out lots more. Sometime after Gregory's physical death in 1723, Gregory was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of an educational group who were going to be helping the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life and understand the truthful implications of what we are doing to our planet and its consequences. So they've come to aid us onto a road to recovery, if you like, and help us to the vibration of the planet. And this group is called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of many high minds and experts from all avenues, including ordinary people who have valuable input to make. This is why through our shows and our books, we hope to cover just about every subject conceivable, although we don't get involved or have anything to do with politics or religion, not unless we are talking generically. So it's all about observations and facts, and this may also then help those who are to come after us who want a physical life on Earth. So, I do believe Gregory's here.
Hello, Faye.
Hi.
Hello, dear Faye. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love that we are here. I am so pleasured and honored, as always, to be in your kind vibration, little bird, and I thank you for inviting us this day.
Thanks for coming to talk to us all.
Thank you. the pleasure is ours.
So today we're going to be talking about rescue work. I don't know exactly where you want to start on that because it's such a huge subject, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely so. Rescue work covers a multitude of situations that may reveal themselves in physical life. Sometimes it may be through a communication. It may be that the communicator reveals themselves in a psychological way upon one individual. It may be that this communicator alters their behavior to such an extent that may actually alarm others who know them in their physical life. It may be that the communicator is needing responses. It may well be that the responses are because they have become embedded in their past, within their form of their consciousness, and what they have actually been able to achieve, their ability to continue to create their understanding in the spirit world. So they may need to have access to other minds to help them over these problems. It may be, of course, that they have actually brought about some scenario at the end of their physical life that they need reparation about. Perhaps they took their own life. Perhaps it is someone who is in distress because of that situation. It may not be that it is actually a situation of intent that has developed because of what they have created, but that because in their minds they thought that they perhaps were going to be ostracized by others in the spirit world because of their behavior. Many have problems with caste systems brought about in their physical life that they cannot struggle out of or free themselves from. It may well be that in times, shall we say, of anger or violence, that many beings may become stuck in this way in the spirit world. Not that they are stuck on the astral plane or any one particular place. It may well be that they are confined because their physical action, negative as it was, created a disturbance in the physical layer. And the layers in between the physical layer and the etheric world simply mean that this disturbance has held them there. So it could be a situation that has occurred that you may not necessarily know about through history, that has occurred either to human beings or animals or the relationship between them. It may be, of course, be a site of a battle, or it may be a place where animals were abused. In whatever way this comes about, in whatever way it defines itself, a rescue circle is absolutely paramount to have. It gives the ability of the spirit world workers who may be working with you to actually commit themselves into the service that is required of them in order to help these beings who, for one reason or another, have found their lives complicated enough to mean that they cannot move beyond their present circumstance. These are not necessarily lower beings. They may be very intelligent. It may be that their intellect or their religious understanding has held them at that particular place.
purely and simply because they cannot move beyond the thought of their last imposition in physical life. The rescue work circle is really necessary to bring these energies together because they vibrate at a closer rate to Earth physical life than they do to the etheric world. So very often, we on our side of life are not able to repair these eternal damages purely and simply because the vibration intent is so different to we on our side of life that we cannot lower our vibration sufficiently to enable them to actually see us or hear us or understand us. And that is why we need the help of those on your side of life. And that really is what a rescue circle is all about.
So basically, it's building trust. It's building a trust between the people in the rescue circle, and we'll talk about that, and the spirit who is stuck.
Yes.
So that they can trust you, so that you can talk them through their position as you see it.
Quite so.
And liaise with them as you can't, because you can't get close enough.
Yes, quite so.
Right.
That is right.
Okay.
And so, obviously, it needs someone who has the ability to be able to communicate well with their spirit communicator so that they can bring about a resolution of these very difficult circumstances. This may not be something that can be achieved in one sitting. You must understand that some situations or scenarios are very complex in nature because they have been brought about through a whole lifetime of experience that has led that being to that point and place in time. So you can see then perhaps that the situations will develop differently. Each situation is completely different. That is why we're saying that you cannot actually sit in a circle and say that you want all of these beings just to simply go to the light. It will never happen and will serve absolutely no purpose whatsoever.
Yes.
Because every being is different. Their circumstance needs to be an individual situation, liaison between yourselves, your spirit guides, and themselves. It needs to be a possibility, a very loving environment in order to bring this about. And particular attention needs to be focused upon the ability of those present in the group, and this may be a group of two or more beings in physical state that come together weekly or that come together as and when is required to perform certain tasks of rescue work.
Okay, so could we go through the different scenarios, because obviously not each rescue circle is going to be slightly different because of the gifts of the mediums that are in it.
Yes, of
and,
course.
That sort of thing. So if we could just talk about the different types.
Yes. Well, to begin with, of course, it is always a good idea to actually have someone who has the ability to be of a very discerning nature to lead the group. This will not necessarily be someone who is actually very spiritually aware. It may not necessarily be someone, for instance, who is a clairvoyant or whatever, practicing in that way. It may be just that they are very intuitive and their relationship between their personal state and their spirit is very on key, very close.
And they have good communication skills.
And they obviously need to have very good communication skills, not be judgmental in any way, because believe me, some of these situations and scenarios you will be faced with can be quite frightening otherwise to others who would perhaps judge them in lesser forms.
So not to be of a weak disposition.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sensitive but strong.
Yes, and as I say, not necessarily to actually have these psychic gifts, but actually it is more important that they have this communication skill to be able to understand very quickly what the communicator is saying and to show them a path of retrieval. Very often what happens in these situations is that the spirit concerned needs to be taken down a path of retrospective step. That is what we call it. And this is involved in showing a spirit on our side of life who is stuck how they actually may retrieve themselves. It might be to do with a love relationship that they have lost. It may be actually that they have focused all of their negativity energy in such a way during their physical life that they find it very, very difficult to make recompense and reconciliation. It can be so many different reasons, perhaps through their religious influence, that they have regretfully not been able to step away from what they have already created.
So, okay, so I think people might be wondering, how do they communicate? How do you know what they're saying?
Well, very well. You will have to have someone within the group who is able to transmit through the trance state, usually, or perhaps sometimes it may be through clairaudience, or it may be sometimes through the sensitivity that you have, that you are able to pick up through clairsentience the different situations that are coming about, but it is usually through the trance state.
And the trance state doesn't actually have to be totally deep trance, does it?
It does not, no. It does not need to be, although the medium does need to be developed to a certain extent. Development is most important because scenarios and pictures will possibly be brought along with the spirit communicator, and they can be quite horrific.
Yes.
So there has to be development in that. You understand that sometimes when, for example, when a spirit has passed to our side of life and they bring forward the way in which they passed, it isn't to say they are still suffering from it, of course, but that they are needing to bring this as a way of indicating how it is to the instrument, how it is brought about, how their passing actually manifested itself for their memory of it.
So a form of channeling is necessary to be achieved from either one or more members of the circle.
Yes, and as I say, dear friend, it not necessarily need to be something as heavy as deep trance channeling. It may well be something far lighter, as I say, through the clairsentience or clairaudience fields and gifts of psychic development. It may well be through that, that the situation is perhaps even augmented. You may not only have a trance physical development occurring, so that is able to broadcast the information and communicate with you as sitters for this. It may also be coming through in a clairaudient way or clairsentient way through other mediums who may be present as well.
Okay. So
and this, of course, will all help the situation of communication. You must come to work together in goodness and in love, because that is essential for the well-being of the spirit, to enable them to overcome their difficulty, not to be judgmental on your part, but to merely be there for them in service.
Yes.
It is perhaps sometimes something that is very difficult for human beings to achieve, to actually be non-judgmental in such a situation, because actually some of the circumstances may actually be quite difficult to contain. It may also be, of course, that because you are dealing with such negative energies, sometimes that they actually can have a physical negative effect in the room. So you must be aware that can be the case,
and that this transition will be able to be coped with by all of those present. So you must be very strong within the group that you are able to focus your efforts in this way.
Okay. I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about rescue work.
Yes. Now, the other thing to mention before we continue is to say that the other aspect of this circle work for rescues is that the beings present need to have healing abilities. It is very well that actually the circle practices a form of circular healing for the wellness of the spirit concerned, so that you are able to really do some good in the service of others. You are able to heal them after the event, once you have resolved the situation that they have been encrusted in their life.
Yes. Okay. So that's the abilities that they need. How many people would get together of these abilities? Like you say, they need to be healers.
Yes. Well, I would have to say that perhaps no fewer than four.
Right.
Is best.
Yes. And no more than...
Well, really, what is practicable, you need to have a group that are able to meet regularly. It may be that you have a very large group, and so that you actually need to pick certain members of the group to be active participants at that present time. Doesn't mean to say that the others will not be active. It just means that they will be giving their love, perhaps, but not actually take an active part in any other way other than creating the love vibration necessary to heal these individuals as they come into your presence.
And because of the opening prayer that you would always do every time, your spirit guides would know what you are there for. You would ask in the invocation of prayer that is why your intention of why you are sitting.
Yes, of course. You will always say your intention of why you have come to this place. Do not forget that this time, whenever you meet in what any form of development circle you bring yourselves to have a part in, you will always meet in terms of reverence. You will take this as a special time, a special moment of communication with the spirit world, whether it is with helping a lower vibration or whatever form of destructive principle has been set in place by activities in the physical world, in physical life.
And you would always close in prayer as well.
Yes.
Okay. And you would do this, you wouldn't mix this circle with any other circle.
You would not. Although, of course, it may be with the same people involved.
Yes.
It is just that, and once again, you would not sit within a place that is going to be used for transphysical circle development work. This will always be something that is set aside. A transphysical circle room will be something completely different from any other room. For example, it will need to be kept spotlessly clean. It will need to have no influence of negativity in that form, in that particular circle room. So that is something that you will keep completely separate.
Yes, and you would do this for an hour, probably.
Yes, quite so. Or, of course, if it is a particularly difficult situation, you may have to actually extend it.
Until it's resolved.
Yes, quite so.
Yes.
Just because you feel that you need to resolve it in one go doesn't mean to say that it will. It may take several sittings.
Yes, so what's an example that we can give to people of a situation that might happen in a rescue circle?
Well, for example, it may be someone who has taken someone else's life in the physical state. As a classic example, it may be that they have not been able to overcome what
their physical action was and what it resulted in their physical life. It may be that they have great fear. Perhaps fear of retribution, fear of them being actually judged and descending, being driven into the descents of hell that they have possibly been told will occur. It may be, for example, that this situation of state of mind has been such that they do not acknowledge that they have done any wrong, and that this actually undermines their progression. So it could well be that, as it were, that it is a person in denial. And so what you may have to do is actually treat these people with the same amount of respect, healthy respect, I suppose. You keep them at arm's length. You are very careful to protect yourselves. This is the other point I suppose we have to make, is that there has to be a very careful system of protection within all of the sitters and as a group, that you use this system of protection so that these beings are not affecting you in any way.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes, quite so.
Why should we care if a murderer is stuck?
Well, to begin with then, if a murderer is stuck, they cannot progress. Their being state cannot rectify what has been achieved in their physical state. So therefore, their spirit is also in a place of dishonor because of what their physical attribute has carried out in their name. It isn't to say that any spirit wants someone else to take another person's life or another animal's life or be in a violent way, but it may be because of the fact that the physical being has not listened to their spirit, has not actually made that pact of communication between their physical state and their etheric identity.
Some people might be thinking that if they were going to be, for instance, holding this rescue circle in their house, that they might be a bit worried that these entities might be left there when the circle, when everybody leaves and goes home.
Yes, I understand. But this is really the point of setting up the circle, is that it is done in a very restrict practice way, so that you actually, before you begin the circle, you actually practice methods of communication and of protection of self for the individual and for the group. And also, do not forget that when you are sitting and bringing yourselves together for this form of circle, and when you are stating your invocation, what actually is happening is that the group in the spirit world, who are the spirit representatives, are actually being very, very careful to protect the environment of the room in which you have decided to sit. So it is a protected place. And this is the same as to whether it is in a high-rise block of flats, which I believe is the connotation that you use, or whether it is in a terraced row of houses, or whether it is in any kind of environment. Because the fact that you yourself have brought these beings together to help and be of service in this way means the group will be protected. And when you say the invocation at the onset of the group meeting, you are re-establishing the order principle of what you have laid out to do in your agreement with the spirit world.
Okay, so that brings up a couple of points. So more about the protection first. Okay, so you protect yourself in a prayer.
Yes.
So that your guides and everybody who's working with you and the team on the other side are protecting you and doing what they need to do. Physically, what can you do individually to yourself?
You can learn the art of protection using a mirror system. So this is something that some people on your side of life may not actually
be able to create in their physical state, because perhaps they are not able to visualize completely sensorially to help you to manipulate the sensory thoughts you have of what you wish to create. So what I am saying is that it is all very well saying to a physical person, I need you to create a bubble. How do you create a bubble around yourself if you cannot visualize it? So sometimes it will be something that you have to actually physically do. You will have to pick up, shall we say that in this instance, that you would actually want to use a mirror, because a mirror is a reflective surface, which means that if you use a mirror to envelop you, then it is a two-way mirror, but whatever negative energy cannot get in because it bounces off the reflective surface. And so this is a mirror energy of healing that you construct around yourself. You may well need to actually use a physical object in order to do this. So you would perhaps stand with a mirror, a small hand mirror in front of you, in front of a large mirror that is behind you. And you will simply pass this mirror around your being, observing your reflection in it, and observing your reflection in the mirror behind you. So in this way, you are able to look at exactly what your body looks like from a mirrored perspective, do you see? And in that way, you can mentally construct this mirrored image around your whole being. This is something that, of course, may take quite considerable practice to achieve. But once you are able to achieve it, you will then be able to mentally command this structured mirror to be in place and to actually feel it outside of your physical state, perhaps to within 8 inches or to 12 inches or even 24 inches away from your physical body. But it is something that will be the mirror image of what you have already brought about in your mind through your very measured progression using mirrors to objectively look and see what you look like if a mirror was around you.
That's a bit of homework, isn't it?
That is a lot of homework, dear friend. But it is something that each one of the group needs to be able to pursue in their course of action, in wanting to be part of the developmental service of this kind of work.
So what actually happens on the other side, in the spirit group, when this is going on? How do these energies actually come to communicate? Do they just stumble across the group, or are they brought there by the spirit team somehow, or...?
They are brought by the spirit team, sometimes very reluctantly, of course. But they are encouraged by the spirit team, and I know I've already said that they would not necessarily be able to see them, but the energy is that we actually envelop them in our own energy, and we are able to transport them in that way, perhaps in a way that they do not actually realize they are being transported at all to anywhere. You understand? So that we are able to wrap them in this loving energy that they cannot feel or see, but that they are actually brought to within a whisker of the rescue circle room.
Right.
And what will then happen is the transition between the communication of the team on your side of life will be able to establish contact, hopefully, with the one who is needing the work on their own survival. And the reason why you would need to do this is because it is everyone's understanding that they would wish to progress in whatever way. Many people make mistakes in their physical life through lack of knowledge,
lack of care, mistakes, accidents, identity of understanding is mislaid at some times in their lives because of perhaps of mental pressures, because of other pressures within their lifestyle. It may be that different situations come about because they are sick and have been in need of help in their physical state, yet none was given.
Or somebody that was murdered and is just held in that moment.
Yes, absolutely so. That is true. It may also be, of course, that it is someone who was, whose life was taken, and that they are still going through that scenario. I know that that is not a very pleasurable thought, but that can happen sometimes when the situation has not been actually rationalized by the spirit for whatever reason. It may also, of course, be another typical scenario could be that the person has actually taken their own life. And that, again, is a very difficult prospect to overcome for someone who has passed to our side of life in this process. Because, of course, naturally, they have done something that is both courageous for themselves, but also that many see as very selfish. Many of those who are loved ones to do with the event would see and determine that this was a totally selfish act. Perhaps it is against their religious experience or expression. So there can be many reasons why repatriation and recompense and understanding and loving awareness need to be brought to bear for that being to be able to show them how to recover themselves. They, of course, need to gain greater respect for what they have created, but also they need to be able to move on from that situation.
It's a very difficult one to, I think, for people to understand the fact that, you know, we say that you are greeted by your loved ones when you get to the spirit world, etc. They will be there waiting for you, and yet these things happen. I think people get very confused at this.
Yes. I also have to mention as well, dear friend, that it may be that in that circumstance you may not want to be greeted by your loved ones, nearest and dearest, those who have passed before you, quite simply because possibly they abused you in your physical life in some way.
True.
It may be that your relationship with them was not all roses and light, and that for that reason alone you actually need to be cared for as a spirit entity and not actually have to face that form in their transition in your own light, you see?
Yes, so in that case you wouldn't have to see them, would you?
No, of course, because it is always at the behest of the being who has passed as to whether they wish to face what has been orchestrated before in their physical life. It is a matter for their decision. If they are not ready to do it, then it will not happen, quite simply. It may be, similarly, that for a being who has committed murder or taken other physical life, that they too are not yet ready to face the consequences of their action. Of course, naturally, they will have to at some state because they must face the ancestry of those whose lives they have taken. They will also have to face all of those others who have been left bereft in some way from their physical action, including their own ancestry and family.
So basically, the guides on the other side will be waiting for these spirits to have the change in their attitude, have the mind to actually want to go with them.
Yes, quite so.
And not stick around.
Yes, quite so.
Yeah.
Yes, quite so. These situations need to be revealed so that transition can be made good. It isn't to say these beings are going to be sent into the fiery depths of hell, as so often is depicted. There is no hell, therefore there are no fiery depths. The fiery depths that people may perceive of themselves are actually what they have created for for themselves in their own lives, and their own transition doesn't mean to say that they will be released from that. It is part of their own retribution, if you like. You could say even that that may be the path of divine retribution, that for the cause and deed that they cast out to someone else may be in fact the cause that they feel over and over again until they make recompense for it.
So now all of these people that might not be all so dramatic. Some might just want to come and talk.
Of course, they may be just simple matter-of-fact misunderstandings or situations that they have not really been able to quite resolve in the spirit world and need help. Just simple things. Perhaps they need to retrace their loved ones and do not know how to do it. It may be also that they have not been able to engage with their consciousness upon their passing. For some beings, they are unable to engage in their consciousness. They are unable to see how to define it, how to continuously work with the consciousness now in the spirit world. They may not be able to retrieve their physical likeness or appearance. Their cellular memory may not be accessible to them, in which case they will need help in showing them how to readdress this ability in their consciousness thought process. Remember that thoughts are living things, and in that respect, the way in which a being may cohesively put together how they are able to repair themselves, they need possibly schooling in order to do it. Just like many on our side of life, when they pass, need to have schooling in the way that the thought consciousness is able to operate within a being. Some are unable to do this or to actually focus their mind of intent in any way. So as I say, they need help in doing this.
They need help to get to that stage.
Yes, of course.
A friendly group of people to help them out.
Yes, of course. I mean, it is not to say that a rescue circle will always be, as we say, in these dire needs and consequences.
What about animals?
Yes, I knew you were going to come to that. Well, now, animals, it will be possibly a different situation depending upon the action that has been brought about. Whether it will be their own demise through other animals' activity, perhaps they have been eaten, or, as is usually the case, they have been food for someone else. It may be that their lives were caused in abuse and misery in their physical state. Perhaps, as is usual in this situation, it will be a number of animals in one particular place or one particular vibration that has been trapped within the actual confines of the cellular structure of the area in which the situation took place. This, of course, brings about many ghostly apparitions, as, of course, can happen for human beings as well, and we'll come to that in a moment. Now, it is to say that in these situations, what needs to happen is a course of healing needs to be brought about for the earth and for those animals who are entrapped in that place. How do you know or recognize that this situation may be prevailing there? It can simply happen because animals who are now living in that area may be upset. It may be that they are giving birth to deformed offspring. It may be that they are going off their food or unable to drink. It may be that they are walking around in distress in another way. Perhaps it is making them lose their hair, or that they are being ill and in distress in some other symptoms that they are displaying. This can obviously mean that this circle itself no longer sits in the room, but actually goes to the place and cleanses the area involved. So first of all, you have to walk around the area to understand what the area actually means. What is it that you are dealing with? Is it something that is over just a few yards, or is it perhaps over an area of acres, many acres perhaps? It might be that the area is no longer clear as in its normal physical state when the action happened. It may be that houses have been built there. It may be that other dwellings exist. It still means that you have to define what the area is in the first instance, and this means walking around it, sensing the energies, not necessarily going into what exactly happened, but actually just sensing the energies and being very careful to be protective of self whilst you are doing this. You do not want to have the impact of great negative discharges from situations of violence that have occurred in physical life at other times and dates. What you need to be able to do is to be protective of yourself in this instance. So you would walk around the perimeter saying an invocation or prayer or just thinking this thought of healing. You would do it in a very prescribed way. Of course, these situations will be different depending upon how you interact with them, how the different members of the group interact with the sitting, and how you are actually all able to redefine the energy to release it from the confines of the cellular structure of Earth that is sick at this time.
Do you walk around it in any specific way?
Yes, you would always use an anti-clockwise motion for healing properties to the physical Earth. And of course, this will also apply to not only situations involving animals, but also involving human beings. If it is a battle scene or something like that, then you would also walk around it anti-clockwise, either saying an invocation of prayer. You would always hold water with you, either sprinkling it if you are in the open, sprinkling it upon the ground, a drop at a time, at each step that you make, or at any number of steps that you make around the perimeter, depending upon how large it is. You may need to actually bring upon different scenarios depending upon the form of rescue you are making and the reasons for it.
Yeah. So, this allows those in the spirit world, you have created a sacred place while you are there.
Yes.
And this allows those in the spirit world to come and rescue these, or cleanse this area, or rescue
yes, of course,
spirits,
and to
whatever.
Help you to do it as well. You
yes.
need to
work together
in order to bring this energy release, mm-hmm. to bring back well-being. Because, and particularly in the case of animals, what you are doing, if it is to do with animals that have been at the blunt end of human activity, some form of abuse that human beings have brought about upon the simple lives of animals, it means to say that you need to ask for forgiveness of those animals to your human counterparts that you are not responsible for, but that you are actively taking upon yourself responsibility for their action because they have not deemed it to do so. That is a matter for them in their own free will, in their own lifetime. Perhaps that is a problem that is keeping them from returning fully and functionally to the spirit world. You need to be able to ask for this forgiveness on behalf of your own species.
Yes, and in the case of the a battlefield situation.
Yes, friend.
I think it's interesting that that we know that there has been cases of where in the rescue circle situation that you can actually rescue a whole platoon or whatever and a whole
yes.
army.
Yes.
By just one little group of rescue workers.
Yes, absolutely so. We have done it and seen it done, observed it done time and time again. It is really being able to recover one being and showing them how they may make recompense to their journey. It is in showing them this, and so that they can then see the light of their ways, that they are able, therefore, to go home.
And how does that happen then? So one person is the spokesperson for, and
it
then
may well
they
be
all
that
follow.
Way. Yes, it may well be that way. It isn't to say, of course, that it will always be resolved in this manner, because there may be different reasons of why different members of a particular group, particularly in the situation of a whole army, where there are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of beings involved in the conflict, it means that perhaps others, some have different situations that they need to resolve within their torment, if you like, of what they have created. And so they will all need special help. It may be that in a broad spectrum sense that the area may be brought some peace by your presence, but not actually be fully resolved, because that will need to be more closely defined, more intricately answered for them individually, you understand?
Yes, they will have their own ways of, they have dealt with it.
Yes, of course.
And their own problems.
Yes, of course, and they will perhaps need to be actually addressed individually, as I say. Now, it may be, of course, that in the case of, for example, if it is a ship that has sunk during an act of war or something like that, that it will not necessarily be that all the beings who drowned in that instance or who passed in that scenario will always remain with the vessel that has been in the carnage involved in it. It will possibly mean that that could be their resting place for their physical remains, but that their actual spirit, of course, returned to their soul group harbor. It may well be that they are repatriated with their siblings, with their loved ones, with their ancestry in the spirit world. It will not always be the case that you would treat that aspect in the same light or way as you would treat a situation in physical time, in physical earth.
And I think it'd be a good idea to, and I know we've mentioned it before, but I think it'd be a good place now to mention about the difference between ghosts and spirits.
Yes, of course. Well, a ghost is a replicated replay of what has transpired once upon a time in the physical light of day. It is a ghostly vision. It is possibly a ghostly sense or a ghostly aura or a ghostly creature. It is merely something that is replayed because of the situation that occurred at a particular time in life. It is something that will be tied to a specific place. It will not be something that reacts to you. In other words, you would see perhaps the figure of a woman that just merely floats between one particular point and another point. And then that is it. That is the end of the replay. It will be someone who actually does not react to you, although they may obviously look like they are a being, because what you are actually seeing is like a holographic impression of what the being was. You are looking at the cellular memory that was left in the area. You are not seeing the spirit of the being. The spirit will no doubt have moved on. It will not necessarily be an area that needs to be cleansed in that way, because there may not be a spirit attached to it. The spirit of the being might be in the close vicinity, but not actually defined to that energy. If you wish to rescue the spirit energy itself, then it will be an interactive force that you will find that will be present to you. It will be an interactive force in that you can say something and it will answer back, or it will answer you in some physical way that you can sense or feel that is tangible to your side of life. And that really is the difference between a ghost and a spirit. A spirit is someone on our side of life who wishes to make themselves known to you for a particular purpose or for an event, or because they wish to exchange love with you. It may be that they bring themselves to your bedside or something like that because they are a loved one, and it is on the loving vibration that they present themselves. They present themselves using their cellular memory to be able to allow you to see them.
Yes, so we don't want everybody to think that just because spirits are getting in touch with us, contact with us, that they are trapped. Because
no,
not.
Of course not. Of course not. Yes, right. So the majority who will ordinarily make contact with you are to do with the loving vibration of your family group, perhaps. It will be mother, father, sister, brother, those who have passed who need to make reparation with you to be able to communicate for some reason of perhaps casting that they are just there, that they are alive and well and doing very well in the spirit world.
Yes.
That they have recovered from the trauma of their passing or from what you see or observe as your judgment of the trauma that they have faced. You must understand that trauma that you see in the physical light of day does not ever stay with the being who is now in the spirit world. It may, of course, alter depending upon the negativity or what has cast that being into that place. It may be that, as I say, if they were negative in their life or that they caused negative action, then it will be that they are there presenting themselves because they need help. Very much, a lot of the time, the interaction between loved ones in the spirit world and you in physical life are purely that. The exchange of loving gifts and that awareness of their presence means that you are creating together a sense of fulfillment and understanding that they are well, that you may move on, and so may they in their life.
So, basically, a rescue circle is a very worthwhile job, isn't it?
It is most necessary. There are not enough of them.
No.
At present.
No.
In fact, there are far too few of them.
Yes.
Because people perhaps think that to be in a rescue circle is something that is going to be of a lower vibration. It isn't.
No. No. It's just that it's not going to be in the limelight, and which even goes to show even more that there's lack of ego there, really, because it's just such a wonderful thing to be done and a necessary thing.
Yes. And, of course, many rescue circles may well have great things to do with repatriation of loved ones, those perhaps who are trapped in some way, perhaps through the reason of why they have passed. And that is something that is very loving, very deeply moving for all of those in the physical state who are helping them in that motivation.
And I think what we can suggest is to people that want to do this, keep a journal, isn't it? Keep a journal of everything.
You'll
look back on it and read through it, and it's just absolutely fascinating.
Yes, and also, of course, to ask the spirit team who are working with you if it is all right for you to make recordings, and always do this, dear friends. If you are wanting to make recordings in some way of any interaction that you have with we on our side of life, please do ask, because it may be that the vibration of intent is not well enough, has not been made constructively enough for you to be able to introduce a physical instrument that runs on electricity. So it is most important that you ask for advice and ask for permission to begin with, if you are going to record any session, whether that is visually or through audio.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I think we've come to the end of our little session today, Gregory.
Oh, very well, then. Thank you so.
And is there any parting words?
Well, all I have to say is, in your walk, try not to judge others beyond your concept of what they could be going through in their life. People do make mistakes. They do bring errors of judgment into their life. And so for you to form your judgment upon someone else and say they have made an error is surely because you are not necessarily seeing the whole picture of their life. People lead many complex situations, unresolved. They leave them because they cannot cope with them, cannot deal with them. Try to be understanding and loving in everything, every sense you feel, every thought you make manifest in your life. And therefore, your service will be to create well-being within all you meet, wherever they are and however you meet them. God bless.
Thank you, Gregory.
Good day.
Good day. Well, you've been listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening. And we'd just like to mention our website again, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and as well as Spirit's Work Radio Show on Blogging Service and bbsradio.com on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have Spirit Teaching Radio Show on artistfirst.com on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, and knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.